Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Amy Holmes. How old is civilization, Amy?
Civilization? A
couple million years, maybe. Yeah, maybe a couple hundred thousand years, maybe.
8,000 BC.
Yeah. All right, let's just say humans are like 2 million years old just in evolutionary time, all right? For all of that time, virtually all of that time, there's not been a mention of Twitter. We've actually survived as a species without Twitter. But then yesterday, for 4 or 5 hours, 45 million users attempted to Twitter and were unable to. The microblogging site Twitter that lets you share your thoughts to the world, providing those thoughts are under 140 characters long, came under attack by internet hackers in a denial service attack that shut down Twitter for 4 or 5 hours, which meant there was none of this.
Just got to work. Sitting in my chair now. Anyone know any good apps from my iPhone?
Craig, what are you doing?
I'm Twittering. Did you get my tweets? I just quoted all over the place.
What's Twitter?
Indeed, what's Twitter? A question we really don't have to ask our next guest, Laurel Snyder, children's book author, tweet at home mom. Her most recent book is called Any Witch Wall. Good morning, Laurel, from Atlanta, right?
That's right. I'm in Atlanta.
So for most of human history, surviving without Twitter was actually not a big deal. But yesterday, it was kind of life or death for you, huh?
It is for me. I'm in a really strange sort of in-between spot where I stay home with the kids full time, but I'm also working and engaging with the publishing world and stuff from afar. And so it is like it is in some ways a lifeline for me.
And how many times do you Twitter per day?
I was asked this yesterday, and I think probably upwards of 50, although I feel like I need to explain that so much of that's back and forth. You know, so somebody asks me a question, and I reply and say, sure, and that counts as a tweet.
So. It's kind of like email with a megaphone, right?
Yeah, it's like direct messaging or text messaging or something for me.
Laurel, this is Amy. So that brings me to my question. You know, I've never used Twitter. I don't know exactly what it's for. Why Twitter instead of IMing?
Well, the thing about Twitter is that you can see what everybody else is doing. So it's sort of like being at a gigantic cocktail party. So if I'm, like, I actually have Twittered with, like, Neil Gaiman and Bruce Springsteen, that, like, you actually have access
really?
To the people that the people
you Twitter
with.
See, now she's interested, see.
Yeah, Twitter. I need to get on that Twitter.
It's an interesting thing. And the danger of it is that people can also be following you in
right.
ways that other programs don't let happen.
All right. Well, Laurel, it was a huge business story, the denial of service attack against Twitter, which shut it down for 4 or 5 hours, and it could have affected political opposition leaders in Iran just as much as you. But why was it an economic issue for you not to be able to reach your people yesterday quickly before we go?
It's a way that I promote myself. I had a podcast that went up yesterday with some things about a new book and things like that, and I couldn't sort of get the word out to the world about the things that were happening. And it's a strange thing where I don't actually know these people in the real world. I only know them in Twitter. It's a strange little corner of the universe.
Well, we hope you have a much better day today, Laurel.
I hope so, Tim. I might just go to the park.
Laurel Snyder. Yeah, that would be healthy. Laurel Snyder, children's book author and tweet at home mom who for 4 or 5 hours yesterday had to learn how to live without Twitter. Her most recent book is Any Witch Wall. She spoke with us from her home in Atlanta, Georgia.
Thanks so much.
Happy Twittering.